Okay, well, tonight, the goal of my sharing, my teaching tonight, is to get you to think about something. So, I guess that's the goal of every teaching, is that something's learned, right? Something's obtained whereby you can recognize some information that will benefit your life. And so that's the same tonight. And I trust that what I'll share with you tonight, that you will think about this subject more than you have in the past and really use it and incorporate it in your life. So to start with, I want to ask you a question about something that virtually I think all of us do in the morning. And let me ask this question of you. What is it that you do in the beginning of the morning? Now, this is after you ditch your clothes and brush your
teeth. I was going to say
wake up. You know, bathroom, all the other physical whatever things you need to do. But what's the first thing maybe that you check? And I do this. What do you think you check to make sure you got enough?
Your
power on your cell phone. Yeah. Your cell phone, if it's charged. Why? Your cell phone, for people today, it's a big part of their life, isn't it? So you better have that power already resident in there. Your battery's charged up and everything like that. And so you're ready to go. So you have that battery charged up. And obviously we can't live life without some kind of power, right? I mean, from batteries to the electrical grid that gives us the energy to live in our house, have lights, gasoline for our cars, gas for our heaters. We don't want to talk about heat right now, as warm as it is. But yeah, anything that moves and gets anything done has to have power behind it. There has to be a power source. Why do we eat 3 meals a day and probably snacks in between?
No.
To build our energy, right? To get so we have power to move about day-to-day activities and do the things that we love to do. So I'm going to talk about power source. And all this variety of power sources is necessary so that we can function in this world today. But there's one power source that few really understand and know about, and some people are not even aware of it, I think. And what do you think that power source is that I may be talking about? Well, that's one, but Holy Spirit, our spirit power. Exactly. I'm talking about Holy Spirit power. How many Christians today think about, they get up in the morning and they think about, I've got the power of Christ within me. I've got a Holy Spirit in there. I can do 9 manifestations. I think some do, but I think a vast majority of Christians don't even think about what they have inside. They just live life day to day, and maybe when they go to church on Sunday, they're reminded of a few of these things. But, boy, we've got a great power source in us, and we want to live by the Spirit, so it's something that we want to think about all the time, because God has given us an awesome power source via the gift of Holy Spirit. And it's pretty significant, I tell you. You know, Jesus Christ talked about this power source before he ascended up into heaven. Before he gave his life, he talked about this power source. And if it was of great interest to him to talk about it before he gave his life and ascended into heaven, it must be important. So I'm going to share some verses here where Jesus Christ talks about this Holy Spirit. And in John 14:12, I'm going to read these to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter. You know, obviously Jesus Christ was a great comfort to the people in being with them alive, but he's talking about giving us another Comforter. And the word Comforter in the Greek really is an encourager, someone that encourages, comes alongside to encourage you, that he may abide with you, how long? Forever, it says. Forever. So this Comforter Jesus Christ was talking about is going to be a forever encouragement. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you. He dwelleth with you. Now, he's talking to his disciples, and his disciples have experienced having Holy Spirit within. Jesus Christ would commission them to go out, and he would put the Spirit on them, upon them, not in them, but upon them, so that they could do the great miracle works that Jesus did. And so he's saying, hey, you're familiar with this Spirit, right, which was with you? And he goes on to say, shall dwelleth with you and shall be in you. In us. That's a little better than on. In is definitely more involved than being on. And that's talking about the new birth Spirit that we have when we're born again of God's Spirit. And that's what he's talking about here. Jesus Christ was telling them how wonderful, how great the Spirit would be. It would be a comforter. And it would be eternal life. It would be forever. And I will not leave you comfortless, he says. In John 14:26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So again, he reminds them of this Comforter, and he tells them, that's the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is the Comforter, and he's going to be able to teach you and remind you of great things. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Man, with that gift of Holy Spirit, we can be at peace, really be at peace. We don't have to anguish over any situation because we have a relationship with God through the Spirit that he's given us, this gift of Holy Spirit. In John 15:26, again, he mentions the Comforter. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. You know, we know in Colossians 1:27, it talks about it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Well, that's what it is. That gift of Holy Spirit is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So, what a great reminder and encouragement that Jesus Christ would let them know about this wonderful Comforter that would come in the near future. Verse 49, Luke 24:49, just one verse here in Luke that I'm going to share. 24:49 in Luke, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued. The word endued means clothed with power from on high. And how this Holy Spirit is described is that it's a power. It's a power. You're going to be clothed with power from on high, and that refers to the gift of Holy Spirit. Mark, in chapter 16 of Mark, verse 17 and 18, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. These are some of the great power manifestations that would occur from speaking in tongues and casting out devil spirits and ministering to the sick, seeing them recover. So that's wonderful power being manifested there. And that comes through that gift of Holy Spirit that you and I, every born-again believer, has resident within. Well, in Acts chapter 1, verse 4, it says, "And being assembled together with them," and this is Jesus Christ, of course, "commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me." Obviously, Jesus told them at an earlier time that he spoke to them about this coming Comforter, and that they would stay in Jerusalem. It's recorded in what we already read in Luke 24:49. So here, these last days, he's in his resurrected body as he's talking to them at this point, and his last words are telling them, wait for this promise, wait here in Jerusalem. Verse 5, "For John truly baptized with water, but you are going to be baptized with Holy Spirit not many days hence." Boy, they would be baptized or filled, sanctified with this gift of Holy Spirit not many days hence. And of course, we know when that happened, that was some 10 days later on the day of Pentecost. Verse 6 says, "When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?" You know, they were interested in Jesus being the king and taking over the political situation. But that wasn't his purpose at this time. That's a later time. But he gets them back focusing what they need to be thinking about. Verse 7. "And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or of the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power." Don't be thinking about this. God's got it covered. Verse 8, "And these are the very last recorded words that Jesus spoke before he ascended up into heaven. But you shall receive power." Power. Of all the things he said would come, he described it would be power. Power. You know, Christians have a great power resource, and I think so many times we're talked out of it. We just don't think about how powerful we are with this gift of Holy Spirit abiding within. But he says you're going to receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And so later on, Pentecost comes, they get the Holy Spirit comes, they speak in tongues, and look out, the birth of the church happens, and a lot of great wonderful things happen. And we see the Acts of the Apostles and other many believers in the book of Acts as they took advantage of the power they had with this gift of Holy Spirit. So, you know, that's my point tonight, is for you to think about what you have inside. You know, think about what you have, and you've got a powerful spirit within, a fantastic spirit within. Well, it's unfortunate that many Christians are not aware of what they have. They just, you know, they might think, well, I believe on the Lord, and I'm a Christian, and I pray, and that's okay, you know. But there's much, much more to life as a Christian than just that. Just that. You know, it's interesting. And again, it's where people don't recognize they have resident within something so powerful that it's more powerful than anything else you can imagine. And so in Acts 19:2 is an interesting verse. And Paul comes to an area where they were taught, but not fully, about the Holy Spirit. And they were taught John's baptism, but not baptism with the gift of Holy Spirit. But anyway, here, verse 2 of chapter 19 in Acts, he said unto them, this is Paul, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? This word received means, have you manifested the Spirit? Have you really worked the Spirit since you believed? You got born again. You know what the response was? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Spirit. Well, it's no wonder they couldn't do anything. They had no power. Because they were not taught what they received. And I think that's one of the great problems in the Christian church today is the teaching of the powerful gift of Holy Spirit resident within each and every Christian today. We just don't hear it in the pulpit these days. Well, what are the evidence? What is this power? You know, we got this great power to do things. What's the evidence of this power? What is the manifestations of this power whereby I can live the more abundant life, where I can walk with God and defeat Satan and be of great influence? Well, 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 11 talks about 9 manifestations, evidences of the Spirit. So these are the power arms, if you will, the power in motion on this gift of Holy Spirit. And it says there in this verse 7, these manifestations of the Spirit is given to everyone to profit or benefit, okay? To benefit, to profit from. So we've got speaking in tongues, tongues of interpretation, healing, gifts of healing, prophecy, faith, discerning of spirits, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, working of miracles, 9 manifestations. Phenomenal. And we profit by knowing what we can do with this Spirit. So with speaking in tongues, we can talk to God Almighty, right? We talk to God Almighty. We can make intercession for the saints also as we speak in tongues. As we have tongues of interpretation, we can bless the body of Christ. We had prophecy today, didn't we? But it's the same thing as tongues with interpretation. So it's a great power whereby you can bless the church by giving a message of exhortation and comfort that will build up the believers. You know, all these other things, we can get information from God. God can tell us what's going on, word of knowledge. He can tell us how to deal with situations, word of wisdom. He can tell us if devil spirits are involved by discerning of spirits. Oh my gosh, there's just great power whereby we can function and work for our Heavenly Father. He's given us the ability to believe for the impossible. You know, our God's the God of the impossible, right? It's possible for God to do anything. And so it takes believing to get results. And he's given that manifestation of faith or believing with us so that we can see the impossible come to pass. We can believe it. We can believe it. Working of miracles. It's available to have miracles occur. Things that would go beyond the natural laws. And then healing, gifts of healing. Wow, what a great deliverance for God's people to receive that power of healing in their life. And we have the ability to exercise that and bless the believers with that. So, in light of all this, my encouragement for you is to use this Holy Spirit that you got. Right? Yeah, use it. If somebody gave you a brand new car and it's got all these great features in there, air conditioning and all kinds of different stuff going on, you want to use it, right? You don't park it in the garage and never use it. You get out there and use it. We want to use this powerful spirit that we have in us. And, you know, we want to be like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It says in Acts 10:38 about, and this is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, where God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and with power, it says, and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And that's the same for us today. We've got Christ in us. We have the gift of Holy Spirit. We can operate those nine manifestations, and we can do these great things. And the greatest way to use the power of God is to help other people. That's what Jesus Christ did, right? He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. So God works within us to will and to do of His good pleasure. And we do this by utilizing the power of the gift of Holy Spirit in us. Okay? So think about that spirit that you have tomorrow as you check your battery for your phone, speak in tongues, and check out the power that you got in you spiritually, okay? Amen. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for, again, the privilege that you would load us up with such great power that we could have this fantastic power whereby we can minister and help people, heal people, deliver people in all different facets of life. And so we're very grateful and thankful that you've given us this ability and that we can use it just each and every day. We can walk and talk with you and know that you're going to be energizing us via the Spirit that's in us. So we thank you for this. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.